Wesco Home Furnishings has the best furniture at the best prices every day. With 12 area stores, it's easy to shop. Visit WescoHomeFurnishings.com for locations and to shop our brands.
On the live line, we have State Representative Charlie Davis. Good morning to you, Charlie. How are you doing?
Good morning, Chad. How are you? So you're an astrologist now.
Astronomy. Look at you. I'm not not practicing the tarot cards or anything like that.
Well, you know it's going to be interesting because in August we have a solar eclipse that is going to pass in Missouri, and there's going to be a huge swath of land towards the middle and the upper part of the state that it's going to be a complete blackout. So lunar eclipses, solar eclipses, the end is near.
That's what I hear. So right to work passed. It's been signed into law. Are you still getting some kickback on right to work in the House?
Well, I think the biggest thing is total misunderstanding. We have so many people calling up and saying how this is now their wages are going to be cut, all this other stuff. And I try to explain this has absolutely nothing to do with wages. This has to do with just somebody's ability to join a union or if they don't want to, not to. So I think there's just so much misinformation going out there about what right to work really does. And we were in the governor's office on Monday, and the governor did sign it. And since then, there has been a flurry of activity with our Department of Economic Development. You know, it saddens my heart that French's Mustard in Springfield is talking about some of the layoffs. But yeah. As far as DED, Economic Development, the amount of calls and businesses now that are talking about Missouri, it's amazing. So hopefully we can get this on track because the biggest thing we talk about this week is budget, and we're at about a $500+ million shortfall. So if we can get people back to work, if we can create jobs, then that solves our problem.
Well, Charlie, I came from the perspective that how is it the government's job to interfere with contracts that are between an employee and an employer? We talked about the cake bakery business. If they didn't want to do business with someone, then they shouldn't have to. It should be the same. If you don't want to work somewhere because they have a union there and you don't want to be a part of it, why don't you just go work somewhere else?
But here's the difference. This has nothing to do with business. This has to do with the workers. This has to do with the protection of the worker and allowing the worker, the citizen, the people that are actually doing the work to make that decision. You know, if we were to tell businesses that you have to be unionized, that would be government intrusion. But we're doing just the opposite. We are telling the workers that they have the freedom to do it. So it's just the opposite. It's not a regulation that we're putting on businesses. This is a freedom and a liberty type of an issue because you are allowing the workers to make that decision. So I would say that it's the opposite of what you're describing because it isn't government.
Do not see it that way.
It's not government getting involved in businesses. It is telling that the workers that they have the choice of what they want to do.
Let's talk a little bit about prevailing wage, since we only have a little bit of time. We have Senator Blunt coming on here in a minute. There's a bill filed for prevailing wage, and it has nothing to do with right to work. I think people are getting so confused on what right to work does and what prevailing wage means. Can you explain that to us?
Absolutely. Prevailing wage is wages that you have to pay individuals whenever they are getting paid for by municipalities, the state, or the federal government. And these are supposed to be average county wages, et cetera, so that way the workers will be elevated in their pay, et cetera. The problem with that is those are taxpayer dollars. You know, in private contracts, if I was a business owner and I wanted to build a new business, I go get the best product for the best price.
Right.
But when the city does it or when the state does it, they can't just go out and get the best product for the best price. They have to go out there and these people have to pay usually about 30% more because we do have to pay the prevailing wage. Now, these bills come up every year, and this is my seventh year in the House, and 7 years those bills have come up. And it's a discussion. There hasn't been any floor debate, hasn't been floor activity on it. The bills just got heard in committee, and now we're moving on. So we'll see what happens. It's nothing that has become law or anything like that.
But you don't think messing with prevailing wage will hurt the middle class?
Absolutely not. Because remember this. These are taxpayer money. These are our dollars that are being taken out of our pockets and paid for these projects. So absolutely not. I think what should happen is we address all of these issues and then we give everybody a tax cut. So that's the solution to the problem.
You were talking about a $500 million shortfall in our budget, and I was reading a piece from Bill Reibold, Representative Reibold. He was talking about education, and you know, we had the major cut to transportation for school districts. Will the legislature try to put that money back in, or
Absolutely.
Will it be on the schools to try to figure out what to do?
Absolutely. Of course, that was the governor's budget. And just like every year, when we work on our budget, the governor's got his budget, we have our budget, the Senate works on the budget, and then we come to a compromise. So, you know, we're going to put that money back in for the dental school at Missouri Southern. We're going to put some of this money back in. You know, we are going to have to cut, but what I would like to see us do is do a small percentage of the cut statewide, so that way nobody is disproportionately hurt. And that's what I'm pushing for on the budget committee. Let's cut a little bit from everybody, so that way nobody is left out in the dark.
Well, we appreciate the update this morning,
Absolutely.
Charlie.
Have a great weekend. Sounds like it's going to be a warm day tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thank you, Charlie.